And there used to be a passage made out of bamboo matting from that east room where you see us go, which was Mara's and my room, Masi, Koshed, Anaja would be there. There was this passage going from our room to the kitchen, the main kitchen where we cooked Naja and all. So that's where we allowed. But we had to go through the passage. And then, although the men saw to our bazaar, you know what bazaar means, marketing food and things to be brought, they didn't, there was a link. And that was Masi, Kosha's mother, and also Kaku later at the time. They would sit outside where that tank is outside the gate at Marabat. You see that little tank with the little room at the bottom with the door? Well, that's in that room, by that room, and they would sit. So, and keep an eye, and any of the men coming up the hill from down below, the men mandali, immediately she would ring the bell. We would hear the bell, and although we were not going out, nobody, the kitchen door would be closed. And sometimes, if a plumber or somebody had to come in, there was no electricity, but if a plumber had to come in or some work, that some outside person had to come in, then not only was the door closed, but I had to play the sitar so that Mara didn't hear the sound of the men's voices. And I still remember, I thought I loved playing the sitar, but boy, at that time, the plumbing work went on and on, and my fingers were sore. And after all, I haven't studied sitar, but these are the tunes of songs that I know, and I go on playing. And I played, and I played, and I played, and I played, and I... Oh, they would just never end. Waiting for that bell to ring again, all clear, and then we would stop.